When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today's guest has created an eight-figure personal development company in Japan, which provides hundreds of online courses and life-transforming events about biohacking, high performance, entrepreneurship, and spirituality. He is an 11 times internationally best-selling author whose books include Biohack, Power Nomad Thinking, and sold 300,000 copies in total worldwide. Akira Iguchi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lucas, to have me. I'm honored to be here and to serve your audience.
Fantastic. Akira, for my audience, I'm just going to go tell them straight off the bat that you are definitely Japan's leading biohacker. How did you get into this field of biohacking?
Yeah, sure. I've been biohacking like 20 years since I was in high school. I was taking amino acid and other supplements because my focus has been how can I maximize my potential, body, mind, spirit. And my original focus was about mindset, high performance. But as time goes by, I realized biohack, my body, biology is way more important than my mind. Because if you're not healthy, your body, you can't be yourself. You can't think positive. You can't think clearly. So I started focusing on more pay attention to my body. And I would say maybe 10 years, I became very serious about my biology. I started taking the heavy metal test, do detox, taking those lab tests, supplements, eating more healthier, be mindful. Then I started sharing this with my friends, among other entrepreneurs, my students. Then I thought it's like kind of common knowledge, but not many people knows or not many people do about it. So I felt, okay, I have a platform. I have now 500,000 subscribers. I need to share this with my subscribers, students, or anyone in because it's very great topic and important topic. 3 years ago, I published one of my book about biohack in Japanese. Then that was picked up very quickly among like general audience, entrepreneurs. I was featured major TV in Japan. And so I felt, wow, this is the potential. Then COVID hit. Then our online course about biohack, Health Consent Academy, get so popular. So that started from my original interest. But now I'm so happy to share my message like this to the world now.
Yeah, fantastic. And I'd imagine, being an entrepreneur like yourself, Akira, I'd imagine you'd you faced some pretty challenging conditions and lots of setbacks and things like that. And over the years, you've probably developed a high degree of focus. What would you say have been some of the biggest, highest impact biohacks for yourself that have actually assisted with your like energy levels?
Yeah, I would say two things. One is gratitude. It's very, of course, everybody talks about it. But as entrepreneur, we get so busy and frustrating, stressful every day. So I do make sure to being grateful, being more why I like to be grateful, because I like to keep myself in a good vibe. Of course, we have bad day, good day, but I like to keep it being grateful, to meditate, journal about it. So that's the one of the most important thing. The second one, I would say it's biohack, little, very specific, but I do exosome stem cell that I take with the IV. I've been doing maybe 3-4 years. Then that healing stem cell and exosome, healing the your inflammation, your gut, and all those anti-aging, reverse aging effects. So these two, it's like spirituality, also biology, but that's, I think, making great impact in my body.
Yeah, this is the first time anyone's mentioned exosomes on the podcast. So maybe did you want to explain to my audience, Akira, what are they and how do they benefit the human body?
Sure. Stem cell, everybody has the stem cell. That stem cell has two features. One is creating the similar, exact same cell. That's how we grow, right? Since we're a kid, we getting taller, getting more bigger. Then the other feature is healing the inflammation. Meaning, let's say when you're a baby, you cut yourself. But if you're a baby or young, you heal yourself so fast. But as we get older, the amount of stem cell is declining. That's what we need. We can, of course, do many things to increase our stem cell, like workout, eating healthy food, things like that. But now in Japan or outside US, Mexico, Central South America, it's possible to actually do IV drip, the stem cell or exosome. Many people are afraid of that, okay, stem cell may contain other people's DNA or cell, but exosome, it's just including the good stuff like our DNA, but it doesn't contain the cell. It's called free cell therapy. It's very safe, no side effects, only good things. So I like exosome to do IV drip, maybe once a month in Japan or somewhere else in the world.
Yeah, fantastic. Of course, for today's discussion, we're going to be focusing it in on longevity and the Japanese Blue Zone method. So maybe did you want to start out, maybe do you want to explain what are the core tenets or core principles of the Japanese Blue Zone method?
Yeah, so if you are listening to podcasts, you may heard of the Blue Zones, like 5 Blue Zones in the world. Then actually one of them in Japan, it's called Okinawa. It's southern island in Japan. It's so beautiful, super clean water, lots of minerals. So the island itself, it's beautiful and healthy. Then I can share the few features of the what they do and why they live longer. I would say, so first one is the community. This is, I think, huge component. People in the biohack industry tend to think, oh, they must eat something specific, taking some specific nutrients. But it's all about community. It's called Moai. So what they do in Okinawa, so if you go to school with them, like you just pick 10, 15 or 20 people, your classmates. But even after graduating, you still meet up like once a month. They usually maybe just do dinner, eating nice food or drinking. What they do is they do like a kind of self-fund, means they just pay $100 each, but it goes to like a saving account, somebody's saving account. So it just keep adding the money. Then whatever happened in that community, 15 to 20 people, that let's say, okay, he got married or he had a car accident. Then when they need help, those money goes to that person. So they feel like, wow, I'm so grateful. I'm part of this community. It's really strong. Not only they meet up, have fun time together, but they are really supporting their back. So this is one of the biggest component of the Blue Zone in Okinawa as a community-wise. And yeah,
with the community aspect, I've definitely during lockdown when we had during the virus, that was definitely a time when I started to really appreciate face-to-face contact with other humans and hanging out at different events and restaurants and things like that. Yeah. And I really understood the importance of that social connection. Do you think that this is oftentimes an overlooked area for those that get into biohacking? A lot of the time we're like so hyper fixated on discovering the next supplement, but then realizing if we lack the social connection, it really plays a big role.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's 80% of the game. It's mind and community. Yeah, we can't live alone as like a human being. So yeah.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. So looking at that community aspect, that's definitely one. From the Okinawan diet, I'd love to learn a little bit more about. I know I have a rough idea. I don't know it inside out, but do you want to maybe explain their approach to nutrition?
Sure. As Okinawa is like a beautiful island, close, it's surrounded by ocean coast as its island. So it's very mineral rich environment. They take lots of the salt, the mineral salt from the ocean. And also they take lots of like wakame, something from the ocean, the seaweed. They have many different kinds of seaweed. It contains lots of minerals and fibers. Also, they eat, also, again, it's spirituality-wise, but if before eating, we've been grateful for the food, we've been praying for our ancestor. It's not exactly diet, but that's what we do right before eating. That also, I think I talk about this in Dubai from the stage. It's called hara hachibunme, meaning 80%. You don't eat till the full. You can walk, but you feel like a little bit full, but not like you can't move anymore. You always eat 80%. That's the way of diet in the Blue Zone. They eat more fruits. Is like very rich in also in Okinawa. So you know, those, it's more natural, of course, no fast food, things like that. It's more natural. It's coming from like a real food, protein, minerals, and the fiber. That's the main focus of their diet.
Yeah. Do you think that do they accidentally practice like time restricted eating? Do they have a strict eating window, or they're not so much fixated on that?
That's a good question. But as I explained about 80%, so they may accidentally do that because back in the days, we didn't have enough food. So they just may accidentally skip the breakfast, or they eat very little dinner, not the heavy meal, but just maybe small salad, rice. We eat miso soup. So it just very, sometimes could be very simple. So that's how they did restricted in the diet. As I compare with other, for example, I was studying in the US and in Japan, just there's no overweight people as I see more in the Western. So that may be a very good point.
Yeah. And I'm curious to know, Akira, in terms of your approach to nutrition, do you implement fasting? Do you practice regular fasting? What's your stance there?
Yeah. So I do intermittent fasting. I like to do, let's say, maybe twice, three times a week. I like to mix up the stuff. I don't do every single thing or take same supplement every day. I like variety. Okay, let's say today, okay, I have a podcast, so I don't have much time in the morning. I just take my matcha here, you know, or so I don't eat the breakfast. Or maybe on the weekend, I have more time. Or I like to enjoy my brunch. Not right after when I wake up, but maybe let's say 10:30, 11, I have like eggs, avocado, healthy meals. So I like variety. Maybe I do fasting 24 hours, maybe once a month, once in 2 months. So Yeah, I just do many things. I like variety.
Yeah. I'd definitely say that I'm very similar to you there, Kira. I have my staple supplements, I have my staple bar hacks, but then I'll always try and intervene something new or try something new just to change it up, keep the body surprised and things like that. In terms of your research on the Okinawan approach to movement/exercise, mm-hmm. I'd imagine they're not big believers on super intense, high intensity exercise. What's their approach?
Yeah, so people in Okinawa, they actually work a lot. But what do I mean by working? So women usually go to the field to raise the vegetables, picking up the vegetables or gardening. So that's the huge component of the workout. They walk around, they pick up the vegetables and fruits, things like that. It's slow, but long hours. That's their workout, I would say. Walk a lot. They move slowly, but consistently. They're not like stay in the house so long, but they just constantly slow movement. That's the workout. So for me, I practice as I like to walk every day, 10,000 steps. That's my workout. I go gym twice a week. It's high intensity training, but I like to, again, like a mix with high intensity training. Also the slow movement. I do yoga, tai chi, and hiking. That I take the component of the Blue Zone Okinawa workout style.
Yeah, with the walking, that's definitely an area that I think a lot of people underestimate in terms of its important health benefits. Mm-hmm. That's at the very beginning of lockdown, one of the best things that I bought was a treadmill desk. And I've been doing pretty much 15 to 20,000 steps per day.
Oh, wow. Amazing, man. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And I've seen some pretty significant reductions in body fat and resting heart rate and things like that. So, yeah. I think the main message here is just to not underestimate the impact of low intensity exercise. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be always very high intensity. You can still get a lot of benefits from the lower intensity side of things. In terms of their approach to, so you mentioned they do low intensity exercise. Their diet is, they don't really restrict carbohydrates. Is that correct?
Yeah, they definitely eat rice. As Japanese, we eat rice, maybe lunch and dinner again, but it's not too much, a little bit of that. So that may, they don't take huge amount of carbohydrate, but just a little bit lunch, a little bit of the dinner with the rice. Yeah.
Mm. In your experience, Akira, what sort of nutritional experiments have you run on yourself? Have you tested out different approaches there?
Yeah, of course, same as other biohackers, I started, actually 20 years ago, I started with the vegan diet because one of the top motivational speakers recommended. Then I tried. I was very disciplined guy, but I did it like a year, but it wasn't for me. I get like too skinny. I get a little depressed and cold. I was living like northern part of New York City. It's really cold, so it wasn't for me. But seven, eight years ago, I started doing more keto, started eating more grass-fed beef, those healthy animals, butters and MCT oil. Then it worked great, but I cut completely rice and things like that. Then after maybe a few months, I started having difficulty to go sleep. Then I started eating a little bit of rice and less coffee. I started finding the balance. Then I start sleeping better and eating fruits. I cut no sugar at all. Then that was great for a few months, but not for longer term. So now I eat, let's say in the morning, I eat blueberries, raspberries, low sugar index fruits, eggs, those healthy eggs. Then I eat grass-fed beef, organ meat, fish, because in Japan it's lots of fresh fish. Make sure I eat low mercury fish. Yeah, rice. A little bit of rice, because I did my DNA test and those lab tests. Then I found out my body could turn the carbohydrates into energy better than the fat and the meat. So make sure I combine a little bit of both. I think it's different for everyone. Some people just take strictly eating the meat works for them. But for me, I mix a little bit of both.
Here's a quick little message to all men listening into today's show. Do you want to double your energy levels, boost motivation, and increase your focus? If so, you may be interested in my epic men's energy program I've recently launched called Limitless. Now, Limitless is an exclusive 12-week program for men who want to go from feeling tired, unmotivated, or burnt out to highly energetic, driven, and focused. Within the program, I will analyze your own unique biology and lay out a fully personalized health protocol so that you can finally unlock peak physical and cognitive performance. Over the 12 weeks, you will have direct access to me to ensure your results, as well as the chance to join me live twice a week to ask me anything relating to health protocols and discover cutting-edge men's health info to keep you at the top of your game. Now, spots in this program are extremely limited, so if you're interested in finding out more, make sure you go to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/limitlessprogram to reserve the next available call to see if you're a good fit. That's bit.ly/limitlessprogram. You'll also find this link in my bio on my Instagram profile and also my YouTube channel. Yeah, it sounds like your nutritional approach and some of the foods you incorporate, the fish, the berries, like a lot of these foods are highly, you know, powerful brain supportive foods, constituents, polyphenols, all the things that yourself, Sean Wells, we all love to look into these molecules. Over the years, Akira, have you personally dived deep into, I know you mentioned you've used like amino acids and various supplements. Have you responded well to any nootropics over the years?
Yeah. Oh, actually, also that's one of my passion about nootropics, taking those caffeine, coffee as well. I took some supplements, nootropic, then that works so well. The creatine, also I took the good brand supplement, Nootopia, that's, I use some of them sometimes. I like to do different brand over the time. The one thing, if the nootropic contains caffeine, that's too much for me. I start feeling like my heart is beating too much. So I just, to make sure it doesn't contain too much caffeine. That's what I, do.
Yeah, great. And in terms of some other protocols, are you someone that does like regular blood testing at all?
Yes. At least once a year, I take blood tests, organic acid test, food sensitivity test, the gut test. Yeah, DNA test. My friend does a self-decode. I just try to do anything at least once a year, then see where I am at, what's the difference between last year or maybe 6 months ago. Then I keep tracking my nutrients, allergies, and gut tests. Yeah, everything.
Yeah. With in terms of some of the blood test markers for my audience, did you want to maybe outline maybe your top two blood test markers that you think most people should be getting done at least once a year?
Oh, good question. I like organic acid test. So that's how my understanding is how your mitochondria function well, or you make sure you get all those energy from mitochondria. If that works well, that's, I think it's very important. If your mitochondria doesn't work well, maybe you should work on that. So it's the one test I like to take at least once a year. The other one, I would say microbiome test. That's the I take. Make sure I have enough diverse of my microbiome. Then if I don't have specific, microbiome, I just take like probiotics, like eating different. So that's, I think, the very two important tests if somebody hasn't taken down for a while.
Yeah. In terms of traveling, do you want to maybe share with my audience, how do you go in terms of mitigating the damaging effects of EMF on an airplane, for example?
Yeah, as we are speaker, we travel a lot. We met in Dubai. So usually when I fly, I wear those EMF protection clothes I get from No Choice. It's a great brand, so I make sure I get the hoodies, I take cover as much as possible. Also wear EMF protection underwear. It's from Lambs.
Yep.
It's a good brand. Yeah, that's I do. Also, when I arrive anywhere, it doesn't matter what time or where, I usually like to just walk a little bit around my hotel, my room, and get a sunlight. If it at the night, it doesn't matter. I just take a walk and just breathe fresh air, grounding, take off my shoes and socks and just put in my, in a park or somewhere, ocean. Then, yeah, take melatonin at the night and that easier for me to go sleep. So that's what I do.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's probably the one time where I think melatonin can really shine. No, is no pun intended, but the one time where melatonin can really be advantageous is during periods of severe jet lag or adjusting to a new time zone and somewhat forcing the body back into the current time zone. Definitely big believer on that one. In terms of some of the other practices, in terms of from a spirituality perspective, I know Ben Greenfield at the London conference was talking about the importance of prayer and connecting with God. What's your approach there, if you have one?
Yeah, I'm very big believer of connecting with spirituality or universe, earth, God, whatever you believe in. Personally, I'm a believer, so I believe in God. I pray, I read Bible. Also, I do, at the night, I like to be grateful. Of course, every day we're human being, our emotion up and down. We think, oh, that was like shitty day, that was like struggle, we had hardship, right? But always I like to write it down, what was great about, also what's great about my life right now. Then that kind of ground me down, and then I pray and I meditate. If I had more hard day, I meditate or pray longer, because it's ground me down and connecting stronger with the creator. That's what I do. Then if I do that at the night, the next morning I can start fresh. I can like, okay, let's do it. Because if I don't do that, I just keep thinking and tend to focus on negative things, which I don't like. So I do that at the night. That's my ritual for the every night.
Yeah, great. And in terms of your sleep protocols, Akira, are you someone that's like a big believer in going to bed the same time each night sort of thing, waking up early? What's your approach there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I try to go every night the same time. Usually my Oura Ring tells me 11:30 is my bedtime. So I start to think like backwards. If I want to go to bed 11:30, maybe I want to take a shower and a bath. I'm Japanese, so I take a bath every day, like 10:30. And put on mineral so I can take magnesium from my body. Then everything's backwards. Bath, relax, journaling. Try not to see the screen at least hour before going to bed. Just winding down, prepare for my sleep. I take a melatonin or sometimes CBD. CBD oil, GABA, things like that. My tendency go more, okay, I can do more. Like stimulates and excites me. But at least 1 hour before going to bed, I tend to relax. Maybe reading not the business book or personal development books, more like just stories, something like just my mind relax. I need that. Then I can sleep better. Then yeah. I try not to, in the bed, I try to not think, oh, what I gonna do tomorrow, or how can I solve this problem in my company or business. I just tend to think, oh, what a great day I had. What I'm just look back and being grateful. That's what I do.
Yeah, fantastic. In terms of from a hydration standpoint, Akira, I imagine you're a big believer in drinking filtered water and high quality water. Is that back in Japan, is it a big problem in terms of the drinking, the water quality there?
In Japan, has like very, I would say, very clean water, but that means they use lots of like chemical, right? So I like to use that, those filters for sure for my drinking water. Also, I change the shower head, make sure it doesn't contain any chemical, chlorine or things like that. I definitely use the filter water. Also, if I'm outside, I do buy water, but make sure it's not the plastic, but more glasses, because it's more high quality. It doesn't contain any chemicals and plastic, microplastic, things like that. Yeah, I am very intentional about my water, how I drink, and usually I bring a big bottles of water from my house. I don't have to buy outside, but when I do, I buy from the glasses.
And what about in terms of a detox approach? Yeah. Have you ever undergone strict detox protocols? What's your stance there?
Yeah, I love detox, because actually when I did a very first heavy metal test, maybe 10 years ago, my mercury level is like insanely high because I grew up in Japan, or I eat lots of fish, like tunas, and tuna is like very popular, right? It doesn't matter if you're not even Japanese, if you've been eating sushi once a week, once a 2 month, I assume your mercury level is really high. I did the very specific detox protocol. Of course, first, I cut off these high mercury fishes, like tuna, big fish. And also, I did start eating more vegetable contains, like a binder, like green vegetables and leafy vegetables, things like that. Also, I used specific supplements. My favorite ones are Quicksilver. I think we met in Christopher in London, the founder of Quicksilver. So I use their protocol for those heavy metal detoxification. Usually, if it's the first time, it takes maybe 6 months. If you down a few times, maybe it takes just 3 months. I take those glutathione, make sure your mineral level is very balanced. Otherwise, detox is a lot for your body. It takes out the necessary mineral. Make sure mineral levels okay, take glutathione, take specific protocol. They all have different liposomal supplement. Make sure if you do the detox protocol, your supplements are working, because it's just like detox, that doesn't mean it works on your body. Then I do that, then I check my mercury level, heavy metal level 6 months later. So make sure I'm like reduced my level of heavy metal, things like that. So that's my protocol. Yeah,
fantastic. In terms of Akira, in terms of sauna usage, hot cold therapy, are you also have you experimented with ice baths, cold showers and saunas, things like that?
Yeah, 100%. I'm big fan of sauna and ice bath. Actually, sauna culture is like huge. Now it's getting better. It's like a trendy almost in Japan. Like around my office, I'm living in like central part of Japan. Then at least 5 or 6 new sauna is built in this 1 year. And many young people go. So it's like a few times a week at least. Sometimes I go every day. Yeah, then same. I try to stay 12 minutes in the sauna. Then 2 minutes. Ice bath, I do a breathing exercise, then 2 minutes outside, then I do usually the 3 times. I stay about hour. It's also great for evening routine. So whatever you had a hard day, work, stress, but if I go sauna, then after that, oh, okay, it's not a problem after all, because your body is so fresh and you're mentally so clear. Of course, sauna has lots of health benefits, right? Boost your immune system, burning your brown fat, things like that. Then, of course, ice bath as well. But I like not only that, but more like my mental benefit for those protocol. Yeah,
so am I. I'm a big believer in both. I don't do it as much as I used to with the sauna, because I'm always exercising very intensely, but and also ice bath therapy, I feel great after the ice bath. Mm. Get that norepinephrine buzz, feel great. Mm. So that's definitely important. If I were to ask you, Akira, in terms of approaches to lowering inflammation, I know you mentioned the exosomes being a powerful therapy for you. Mm-hmm. What would you say would be like a really powerful biohack to lower inflammation?
That's a great question. I would do the other one. So I'm a big fan of recovering rather than what can I do new things. As I told you, exosome, sauna, lymphatic massage. I would do, if I'm very tired, I would do once a week, weekend. I do yoga every morning. I did right before the podcast interview. Foam roller. If you don't, massage could be expensive. You can use a foam roller, massage guns. Like everybody, especially I think among the guys, okay, maybe you're listening to podcasts. Okay, we have to work out long hours. It's great also, but you need to prioritize your recovery as well. Otherwise, your body gets so much inflammation. Actually, it ages you, not great for you. I big fan of recovery, so I do those saunas, ice baths, massage, foam roller, massage guns, lymphatic massage. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, maybe a cryotherapy, HBO, hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Yeah, these recovery protocol is one of the best biohack. Then otherwise, I don't like to say I'm tired. Some people, like in the summer, or people go out too much, or you work out too much. I don't like to say I'm tired. So I just, if I feel that even a little bit, I just go, okay, my weekend, it's all about recovering. I spend money and time. I invest myself to those recovery protocol. So that's, I think, great for the healing inflammation. Yeah.
From a business perspective or entrepreneurial perspective, what sort of advice, or if you were to look back at your younger self, Akira, and all your business success, and congratulations for all of your big achievements, what would you, you know, say to your younger self in terms of pioneering such success?
I would say motivation is great, hunger is great, but don't think like you're not good enough. Don't compare. Of course, we now it's social media era. It's like obvious if I see somebody else, always definitely more popular than you, right? In terms of follower, number of followers, money, whatever. Then I tend to do that. Everybody has that comparison trap. Then I was always doing that. I remember when I was 20s. Oh, these people make more money, write more books, more followers. Then every day I felt like not great about myself. I was like always compare. Then I stopped doing that. Rather, I start focus on myself and rather start focus on my clients, rather start focus on my followers, the email list. What can I give more value to these people or to myself? Then just forget about the noise, forget about comparison, forget about the syndrome, the imposter syndrome. Yeah, because you always compare with other people. It's never ending. I hang out with very famous author speakers, big names. They have that. We are all same human being. They are not special. We have the same brains and bodies. Maybe they have more followers and success, but they still have that too. So I stopped compare myself with these people. Instead, okay, what can I give value to my audience? What can I, more being present, that's more important than giving the value to your audience. How can I be more creative to adding value to my events? Okay, maybe I can do invite this speaker, I can teach more deep content, I can learn more about biohack, anything like that. So stop comparing with you with other competitors in a, like a negative way, but more focusing on what you can give to your audience. Then in a few years, oh wow, then also it's important to recognize yourself, acknowledge yourself, how far you came. Beginning of my career, always don't look only the future, but sometimes you gotta sit down, look back 5 years, 10 years, like, oh, how far you came. You're doing great. You recognize yourself. That's, I think, it's really important.
I really like that message, Akira. Yesterday, I caught up with one of my old mentors that I had a long time ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and he was actually the guy that told me to start my podcast. And oh, nice. And catching up with him, looking, coming back from Dubai, talking in Dubai, and I'm going to Amsterdam soon to the Biohacker Summit in Amsterdam, and just reflecting back on, wow, what an incredible journey it's been. During, I put in a lot of hours, a lot of hard, long hours, and I'm sure you did the exact same. I was working from I was still living at home, working in the garage for the whole time. So I was working out of the garage for a whole 2 years. But yeah, it's a good message, really important message for my listeners. Mm. I have one final question, Akira, in terms of if people want to learn more about your work, they want to connect with you, learn more about your books, where can they find you online?
Sure. The Instagram is the best way. My handle name is Akira Iguchi 1, AKIRAIGUCHI 1. Yeah. Akira Iguchi 1. So please follow me, and you can DM me if you have any questions. I usually answer personally. Also, book, it's about business, but how to turn a passion into $1 million business. It's called Lifestyle Millionaire. It's on Amazon, how to turn a passion into $1 million business. If you're interested, I'm sure people listening to your podcast want to be like you. I know about health, I don't know about workout, but how can I start? So I have a great book for you, how to turn the lifestyle millionaire, how to turn a passion into $1 million business. So if you go Amazon and just type Akira Iguchi, my name, and you can find the book. And yeah, I think that's the great way to start and connect. And I love to hear the feedback or questions and things like that. I love to connect. So please feel free to send me a message.
Yeah, brilliant. I'll make sure to leave those linked in the show notes for those listening in. But Akira, it was an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and I'm very excited to see you again in Amsterdam. We'll connect at the summit, and I'm looking forward to many more opportunities together and sharing business ideas, things like that. So yeah, great to connect again, and we'll be in touch soon. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Lucas. I'm so glad we met in Dubai, and I saw in London, and I see your podcast and see you giving massive value to community and people. Thank you for having me, and keep doing the great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Akira.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/BoostYourBiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.